con Jamie ne jinju de mangosh tayores ben Jamie robot ne no Jamie robot mangosh tayores an babam tudan kon gavuş da çeva sonra Jamie kon beş tağ gibi kuşa beş tağ çimores an Jamie dudu kon hasabada yemde çimores an şam mama çimores ama ondan hasan dugu yores no an go çam dugu ne an çam dugu lan da pöbeği şungi na ni ga su ko lama ni mi je de no sa ser he said I don't care what you say I'm going to Lhasa and the Tibetan official poisoned him and he died and then you have a work on when he went to visit the Tibetan official he offered the food offered him food and in the food was poison. Anyway, yeah, that's fine.
That's all right
yeah,
with it.
no. Interesting. The cook did the mind but the devoy vishna mixing some ayanas. Or domain you want to Yahoo's no. And Yams in the Nojidus. And the one decision like Ionas. So interesting, are there any more details? Let me just say no, no.
Lama te ya gumba zone da lama yo site ya arte che de la de me pe ana shara ya ba de che tu se ya so ko tu se ba tu ya de gumba gumba de da to ya ma se ma no
no
te ne ko so se
no last a few years Rinpoche has heard that the Lama has been born reincarnated and Chinese are taking good care of his his office, the Lama's office.
Oh.
So the office in the sense of yeah, his whole estate.
Oh.
And his monastery hasn't been destroyed by Chinese. The So I asked, wouldn't there be contradiction in saying on the one hand he has unobstructed clairvoyance and on the other hand seemed to have kept good terms with the Chinese in the first place? And the answer is no, there isn't, because he was still even afterward trying to stop Chinese coming to Lhasa, and he tried his best, and in the course of that he was poisoned. So anyway, this whole thing is just Rinpoche is narrating because narrating as Rinpoche used to hear in the past, and nothing of it has been seen personally by Rinpoche.
So that reincarnation, that tulku, must be in Beijing, that special school. school they have in Beijing,
mm-hmm.
the Panchen Lama.
Then the Yangtze Sao, the when in Beijing the man was speaking. In his hometown, where his monastery
still
is.
So they allow him to grow up there.
And then you call the Yangtze Sao,
that's a bit special.
And this is called Mendado Chamadas, called Mixido. Yeah, a little bit special. The incarnation has already been searched by Tibetans before, and afterward Chinese continued to maintain the monastery and look after him.
Mm-hmm. So the Tibetans found the incarnation. Chinese accepted it.
That's
interesting.
So yeah, that's about it for that
sure.
one.
Sure, that's good.
Rinpoche, bagay tongzeb na lama deza na ni sumjo ishta nye mahis, se mahis, lama in my village. So it should have been, Rinpoche remembers having received one long life initiation from him, that's it. And that was when he was very young, very small.
This
perhaps they taken with the parents. Parents might have took.
I see. And this lama came to his village
then
at that time.
The lama the Rinpoche po hil pe ras bagi thongba na thong no no. Thongba ming na no.
Shizhe.
In a nearby village called Shize, where he used to come so many times. Come often, no. Then someone came to Shiyama, right? And that's only driven with the work or atmosphere of the place. When there's a long life initiation being granted, then everybody goes. So Rinpoche, as a child, just happens to be gone.
Involved in the general.
So it's normally called life empowerment just life empowerment. But it actually is empowerment for people to have long life. So that's it. Yeah, long life empowerment is fine in commentary. Come now, run me. And then Lama Dengwen Shi Yoris. Nimala Shi, this time they've been calling Bentonir Kegwan Rujas. Then I should know. The main mission of Mrs. Sumay is with us. Then the main she always said, the both some church. And in the Quran, the two new chicken were best of Yam Simulus. They don't miss the new Sugia or Kisu and us. No.
You
So here you have, this is really interesting, and I can't hear all that he said on the tape. Can we get more details? Rinpoche says, not really. Perhaps that's about it.
Mm.
Apart from that, he's very learned and he can say so many important points out of scriptures on both Sutra and Tantra. Mm. That's what Rinpoche used to hear.
Mm. Oh, that's fine. We've got plenty now.
Oh, not being doing this now. Dene ningun ngazu da tsemu tsegyes. The games we played were topo. Anyway, you let it crank and then I tell Bruce, please could you show Rinpoche a chess set and a checkers board to try and identify the games precisely. No, Kagina.
Oh,
that's all right. I think it's what called ancient on which the checkers principle, same applies with checkers.
Good morning.
I think Western have that in the past used to have
that
game.
Can you describe it?
And still in other parts of Asia, still in Tibet or in India. Like, it's a game, Rinpoche says, in Tibet, where Nakhon Bon, mm. which is a small one, mm. and it has a four sides with different shapes.
Yes.
So, like a back one, it would be like that.
Yeah.
And I call it inside one, but out.
Yeah.
And when you put it standing up, it has a different shape, and the last one different shape. So each side is called by different names of the animal. Oh. One side is called tiger, another side is called sheep, another side is called goat.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another side is called donkey.
Goat. And
yeah, donkey.
Right.
And then the players, each people they bring, and the players maybe 10, 15, so they all gathered, collect their own one, and first they throw who gets the first.
How many do they have?
The first one together.
They have one each.
Yeah, so they throw, and then after when they maintain who gets first and second, and after that, when you throw, you have to have the like a dice throw. You have to have it out. As whatever the game requires. In some case it would be tiger and the sheep, or sheep escapes. In that case you have to have one tiger and rest sheep, and then you win the whole lot. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So how many do you have altogether? How many knuckle bones?
So all together, like how many participants? They meet.
No, each one.
One. They meet. One from each participant.
Ah, but you might collect more from your opponents.
Next time. So if you lose one first player,
you have nothing.
You have another one.
You get another one.
No, you have to produce another one yourself from your home.
So you have a pile with you.
Yeah, that's right.
You only put one at a time.
That's also 망고슈냐데라. Ready should ready to go. Yeah, that's it. Ah. If you want to eat, go. Yeah, you need a lot of bones.
Yeah. Ah, that's
saying it's still up there.
Yeah. Simple. That we play some very sort of simple version of that when we were little. We used to have five, I think, must be sheep. Knuckle bones.
It's
just you throw one up and then you pick up the other five in your hand
that's
and catch.
Stone,
it's very simple.
Well, what is that one called?
We used to call it jacks. I don't know why we call it jacks, but it started off with little knuckle bones from sheep, I think.
In India, they're still doing all that one, jacks, with stones.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, you know, the other thing No. So also we play jacks, and also with this one, the game described before, there can be one which is, so it depends what rule requires. So in one it says no goat at all, no goats at all. So in
no
that
goats
case,
at all.
That case, if you throw it all, and if all the 10 isn't gold, then you get the whole lot.
Oh. So that's 10 from the 10 players.
That's right. So you, in easy, you might say like 1 6 10 or 1 6 9 4s. So if you really happen like that, then you have the whole lot. Or 1 4s and 1 4 and the rest anything. And as you say, if you do, then you get.
So each person has a turn to call, and if it comes as he calls.
So that really more as pangri money. So the love and the man don't go around. Love and the man don't go around. As you say, you have to show it in dice. So before you have to say exclusively no goals. So then you throw it.
Yes.
And you haven't got anything.
That were the knuckle bones of what animal did you say?
Of yeah, goats and sheep.
Goats and sheep.
Yeah. It's very small.
Yeah. It's the same one that we played this other little game.
Mm.
They didn't play that one. Just throwing up.
No, we played that one, jacks with stones. The pearl up to zero though. Yeah, with stones in Tibet they
King
used
stones,
to.
Yeah. Just
Maybe you have to revive those ancient games here.
We should play. Rinpoche should have us all playing this game.
After
teachings, we should
play.
Yes. On that page,
we got up to here, somewhere here, yeah, up to the game.
Today is Friday, I think it's the 7th of December 1989, we're at Wayala, and I'm going to continue proofreading with Khenpo Rinpoche on this time, a new topic on Sarah, his daily life at Sarah Monastery in Lhasa. Behold is the word. Is that correct? Page 1.7, structure of the monastery.
There isn't any work or system in Tibet. In India, if there is any letters, then the disciplinarian would announce that this person has got this letter from India. So
rather than read it, it'd be announced, but that's more in India. Right.
But I think that's what I did.
That might
maybe
be.
No, could the Beijing do go more? What you need to do? So anyway, in India this happens, but not in Tibet.
So best leave that out.
Mainly that part is for what's called, not for gathering sort of breakfast, but for the gathering of debate.
Oh.
Like during the morning, if any monk can come for the morning debate in the courtyard, then he has to get permission.
More applies to that than breakfast.
Yeah, primarily.
Yes.
Debate in the courtyard.
Good. I can read. I can put transfer that to a more appropriate spot.
No, I'm going to tune on this. This doesn't happen in Tibet.
This part here?
Yeah, if they were sick, he would tell the street service to visit the house and take them. Yeah, that part.
That's more India. That's all right. We make a distinction because it's still interesting. We'll just transfer it.
Now, only in India it happens if they're sick, then we would request to give it, or would it please kindly let the sick person have his tea in his room and send. But it doesn't happen in Tibet.
That didn't happen?
No. In Tibet, everybody has to go to the gathering to have tea, and there isn't any special service outside the gathering hall.
So if they were sick, they would just miss out, or maybe their friends would get.
No, they would miss out. They would miss out.
They just wouldn't have.
They wouldn't have. It's not called host, it's called the overseer of discipline in the gathering hall, in the debate courtyard, and in between, in which whatever situation is within the monastery. Look within the courtyard debate and in the gathering hall. Yes.
That's his area, courtyard debate and gathering hall.
When it's in the case of college, like J college and May college, only one disciplinarian.
Right.
But in the case of the common gathering, where both the colleges gather together, then one from J, one from May, two disciplinarians, otherwise one.
That's
good.
It's paragraph
3.
You're reading it.
Occasionally, the disciplinarian would meet by what's called by rosary, but here the disciplinarian has an assistant called Chari. Chari would work on, look after in the case of.
He describes this later.
Yeah, it has a big stalk.
Okay, how do you spell that chari?
Chari is that green or green? Chari is green.
Chari is green. Indeed, the chari is chatong at the middle. No,
It's more like a chabri, C-H-A-B-R-I.
C-H-A-B-R-I. Yeah.
And I think the explanation don't need to be written.
Yeah.
But it's just to clarify things. Chabri is a kind of a chabri refers to water. And it's,
water.
Yeah, in relation to a monk's disciplinary text called Vinaya.
Mm.
So in there, it's required that monks, when they have their meals at the end, they have to give a certain drop or an amount of water, which is called chup in respect, honorific form, to this person. So it looks like that's the reason.
To the assistant they give a drop of water.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it looks like, I think it's not needed to be written, but as an explanation, monks are required to carry a sort of pot sort of thing, and they put water, chup. So this water sometimes is also according to Vinaya discipline required by monks to take some of it to wash their hands after they had their relief.
Mm-hmm.
And also after the meals that you're required to give to this person. So let's just assume it must have connection with that one. That's why. Because it's just assumed, I probably better not write down.
No, but it's very interesting, isn't it?
Para 4, page 1.
This is not a Tibetan way of expression like saying he was in charge of making sure that things went well.
Yeah.
So instead of saying he was in charge of making sure that the gathering in the gathering hall and the debate in the courtyard, everything goes exactly as it should be.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think it's
good. Now that's good. It's really good that Rinpoche says this because of. It comes always through translation, and I don't know what the Tibetan is.
No,
it's
good. No, 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 no. No. Yes, because you don't know how it is.
No.
So when there was also group debates inside, when they all gathered and he would say
which class should go and who should sit in debates and assign them the order that they should debate in. And then this is long ideas. And then during the
With the disciplinarian, his job primarily is spiritual. So spiritual in the sense to go and say dharmic.
Yeah.
And whereas Kempo abode is responsible not only for dharmic activities but also for the whole administrative side.
Well, I don't think they've got that quite clear, because that's almost giving the impression here that the disciplinarian was more on the discipline and not the dharmic side.
Even so the term discipline is dharmic, yeah.
Dharmic, yeah. Even the term discipline in English is more like someone who whacks, but it doesn't have that concept of dharma.
That's what I'm going to say before. Jeku is it very literally means place her in virtue, one who plays others
in
virtue.
Thank you.
Place her in virtue. Konu da geliyoruz ne konu şeye gide dikim bası yani dinas dur dikim bası yanlış da yaparız dikim bası deja şeye gide sonuçta one who plays others in virtuous conduct.
Oh, that's really important.
Direction literally is called virtue placer. Place others in virtue.
Virtuous conduct. Good.
So anyway, Rinpoche said those two points.
Yes.
Gengu is more on the side of dharmic.
Yeah.
And the Kenpo is both on dharmic as well as literally called secular, but I think in this context it means administrative.
Sure. No. Yeah. So does that mean that the Gegu doesn't really do so much administering?
Neyse ne zaman da Gegu günde zinyo onda da da sinyi seyacak ha. Gegu sinyi de zinyo onda. Deyse o kadar da Gegu zinyo onda çalıştığı yamal var.
Sinyi zinyo
yamal var. Yamal var? No, nothing at all. No administration at all.
Glad we got that clear, because that wasn't the impression here. That's good.
So anyway, it's saying, Rinpoche is saying, like, he has a responsibility of dharmic administration, but not secular administration. So this seems a bit strange, but
no.
I think it's like saying,
yeah, I think it's
dharmic activity, but the administrative side is for Kenpo.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Good.
Last paragraph, page
1.
And Kempo, yeah, his special responsibility is to instruct the geishis and lamas. In this, of course, in the sense of what tuitions they should give to the disciples, monks, scholars. But also, he assesses this. He assesses which monks should go should sit for geshe examination this year, next year.
Right.
And so literally,
ready.
Literally, Rinpoche says he is the one who gives the name and the he gives the name and the mark of the geshes.
Mm-hmm.
So he appoints and assesses.
Geshe rishi mitam mandayarisro, orang pasya sanam masri mitam geshe pa korant sun kibite koris. Ani korant biyaro.
Kibite koris. Ma ani nante.
Chala orang payindas. Ti umaji ti joy. Dia siapa dia? Cawang bayindas. Di sana ni lese indar, rayindas. Tapi biasa ya ni di ni coba. Tapi biasa ya ya sana, ah biasa ya tua tua tu. Tapi cuci tu lalu siapa tu sana biasa macam cuma cuci aja. Tapi biasa tu suka kamera tu dia, dia biasa kuat sana.
Yeah, he would, the abbot would make the assessment and he would determine which monks should go for geshe examination, which monks should become geshes. Even among geshe there would be a whole variety of levels.
Mm-hmm.
So he would say, you should go to the Larumba, the highest one, you should go to the Sorumpa, the Sumbada then. Sumbada.
Lise.
No.
Lise.
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 No.
Lingse. Ling yorong di ling,
ling
si ala ta jaya, ling si asing jiar.
Ni
cora rorangpa asing jiar.
Ling si jiar?
Rorangpa.
Ni rorangpa?
Rorangpa.
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 Rorangpa. Rorangpa.
Rorangpa. Rorangpa. Rorangpa. Rorangpa. Rorangpa. Rorangpa. Rorangpa. Rorangpa. Rorangpa. Rorangpa. Rorangpa.
Rorangpa.
Rorangpa.
So he assesses those on the basis of his understanding about the monks, what levels of
abilities, advancement in their studies.
And also the abbot has the responsibility to appoint all the staff members of the monastery, like the store person, the treasury person, store person and so forth. Treasurer.
Yeah, how do you spell that?
Tsorumba.
T-S-R-O-O-G. T-S-O-O-G.
Known O-G.
Yeah.
R-A-M-P-A.
Sorumba.
Rumba, yeah, to get it.
Oh.
Tsorumba, no. Then you would know.
That's number two, is it?
That's number two,
yeah.
Rumba.
Rumba.
No.
Rumba.
Rumba. And then
the rest is just 2 years.
Rira.
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 Rira. The rest is just 2 years.
Rira.
He got the judge on the judge. Kissed on the Rumba. Rumba.
Rumba. Rumba. R I R A M P A. Rumba. Lodge.
And then links it.
Links it. L I N G.
What's the last one?
So that's wrong.
It's wrong. Kusumbara Rampa.
Kudina Tiyatina Tishana. Thoram Parambe Jula Yengeshi Yores.
Marimma.
Sumya.
Sumata Yama.
Below Haramba there are three.
Sorry?
Instead of four there are
Rampa. Thorabha Kara, Lorabha Kara Tzipi Jaris.
Including the Haramba is four.
Ah, good. Good.
Yeah, that's fine. The rest.
Yeah, that's good.
One in the station, one in the summer, one in the winter.
The one in the summer months was a Geshe. He was. Yes, you don't have a concept for physical separate.
Yeah,
physical
and
water.
So, when you say
physical and water. Geshe, I bought the channel. Good.
The summer disciplinarian Jaguar has to be a very learned geshe, so that he makes sure the Dharma side of things, education, learning, everything is well looked after. And the winter one doesn't have to be a learned geshe. It can be a monk who has who is not geshe at the moment at all, but who might have done good service to the monastery, honest, very reliable person. On that assessment, he is appointed winter geber. But still, his work doesn't have anything to do with farming and the herding and things like that. So he doesn't have to. Na jina na gunge geber de then kare na kobe bende.
Lenge ti paris ro. Ye zo zo ya do ti sha do lo ya ta 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 ka zo lo ta ya ta. Chi zo shi ro go man ma to. Jin dun zo zo ya do chi ra ta ya tu na ka ba. Ta ya ke 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 de no ji ka ke ke chi cha zo ti no ji ko ro. Ta go res. Un chi ko na pi ye. Chi ra ba te. Sha ra ya ma res. Zo zo ya do ti ne ko ro zo ma to. Chi zo ko ro ti ne sha ya ma res. Ta go ma res. Ya ke 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 de no ti zo zo ya ti ka la. Un chi zo ko ro pi ya.
So I asked, what would be the duty of winter Jaguar? His duty would be same as the summer one, that he still has to look after the general order in the gathering hall whenever there is a gathering for talk on pujas, and also in the courtyard debate. But apart from that, he doesn't have any specific extra work on Dharma side, whereas with the summer Geber, on top of the gathering hall and the courtyard debate, the summer Geber still has a lot of things related with Dharma, general education and Dharmic activity of monastery. That's why he has to be very learned geshe in the summer.
Both are saying
that they both have to look after the order in the gathering hall and court and debate. But in the winter one he doesn't have any, he doesn't have so many more extra about Dharma activities, whereas with the summer one he has.
Mm. Well, that's good. I'm glad we got that clear, because somehow we got that interpretation.
No, the difference. No.
Mm.
Both the same work.
So
same duty.
I'm not quite sure where we got all this bit about farming.
Not very sure.
No, we'll just leave it.
Yeah, then we just leave it. Yeah, we just leave it.
Just as
you
Good. Really?
Yeah, lower Tantric College, upper Tantric College, you know?
Yeah.
That has no specific affiliation with Sarah, those two Tantric colleges.
Oh.
Yeah, Mantric is, I think, more technically correct. Both mean the same, both mean to the same part, but they have a different interpretation, different meaning carries. Whereas there is a tantric called Jubatazon Yuri, or as Jubatazon Yuri, or as Jubatazon Yuri, or as
Jubatazon
Yuri. Normally there is a college called Tantric College, upper and lower Tantric College, and but that has nothing to do with Sarah.
No, we talk about this a little bit later in the program.
Okay. Jubat, Sarah Jay, Sarah Me, Avatazan Jarwana. And then, Rerenda, Sosuzugani, Sosuzugani, Gegurinda, Kembu Yores. This is another Kembu Sum Yores. Kembu Sum. Tezan, the Javana, the Avatazan Yomades. These days in India, there's no Mantri College about Avatazan Kembu Yomades.
Page 2, paragraph 2.
So this Mantri College nowadays in India, there is not any specified college having that name, but there are monks of that college previously.
From Lhasa?
Yeah, and those previous monks of that college, they are still in India in a place close to Nagpur called Bandara. But there is Nagpur at the moment.
So there's only very few of them left?
There's a lot of the Kashi, you know, it's more than half of us.
No, Kashi is more than half of us. Don't know if you don't talk to children.
Very few could come to India, but and basically even before it was a very small congregation. Of monks in that college.
Oh, how many would there have been before?
The Pearl Kazus in Taiwan.
Suggested
300 to 400 perhaps. Yeah, that's right.
Good.
Their home, mostly they came from west, north part of Tibet, Chamu.
West?
North, and near Mount Kailash.
Oh.
And that's where they went.
Oh, so they could sort of more or less escape from the
Chinese. They thought Chinese would have come to northwest, far away.
Oh, right. Drepung in Tibet had had four colleges.
Drepung Tazan Shiyar Wal Bujie. Drepung Tazan Shiyar Wal
Bujie. No, it's not common. Dayong.
Dayong.
Mampamare.
No. Mantric. And loosening, S-E-L.
S-E-L,
yeah. And said, yeah, yes, loosening. Or do you like Hero?
Zero, what?
No.
I can't push it. I put it so she could all, so she could. One day at the end, so she couldn't come on in the lane, Cassio, Chiat, Chiat, and Cassio. But the song, so the sooner, so she had a Sarasha, so she had a little bit. And as soon as you know,
And Nick on Sarah Jamie and Sojin Gazu, and you saw the Cambodia.
Oh, that's only a Cambodia.
So the abbots of the three monasteries were together. And the disciplinarians, two disciplinarians, and the special workers of the combined assembly of Sarachemme, they all gather and discuss about things relating to the great assembly. So great assembly is a word to mean the gathering of both the Sarachemme.
What about tantric? Because you just said three abbots and two disciplinarians. That's where I'm getting confused.
No, the dinner in the Tazang Kembu Sunjerona, and he gave a new one in this Kalina. You can have three disciplinarians, the mantric to one also.
Good. That makes, unless it adds up now. Yeah.
So they would discuss things relating to the Great Assembly.
Uh-huh.
And whereas you would say things concerning especially their respective colleges, then they would get it themselves.
But so there would be other occasions when the disciplinarians from Jay and May would just gather together. Says here, would gather together, and the two officials from Jay and May would gather together to discuss common administration of the monastery.
And this one just now said.
She was in the earth.
June, the Kunan,
the Sundana, Sotella, then Sakana,
So that part relates when there is, say, a meeting of a great assembly administration, then people who would gather would be the three abodes, two Shenghuo disciplinarian, Shenghuo. Shenghuo. They are called great assembly Shenghuo. ZHENGO.
Mm-hmm.
Some great assembly Shenghuo, Zhoujin Shenghuo. Each college having one for each.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mantri College would include into Sera Che.
Oh,
yeah.
So that would only make two.
Yeah. So when there's a meeting for general great assembly, relating to that, so three abbots and those two Zhoujin Shenghuo disciplinarian, and Unze, the prayer leader of Great Assembly. So he is the specific prayer leader for the Zhoujin Great
Assembly. How do you spell
Unze? O-N-Z-E with umlaut on E. Unze on E.
Oh, sorry.
No, Unze, no.